Just chapter 1, Mishnah 9, Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, carrying on from the last Mishnah, he says, Nohagin hayu beis abba sheyu noisnin klei lavan l'koves nochri shloshe yamim kodim l'shabbos. His father, says Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, they used to give white garments to be laundered to the non-Jewish launderer 3 days before Shabbos. White garments were more difficult to clean, and they took longer to clean, and therefore they acted strictly. They took upon themselves to be strict, like Beis Shammai, that there had to be enough time for the non-Jew to complete the work before Shabbos started. So he says, in his father's household, even though the law is according to Beis Hillel, his father's household, they used to be strict on themselves, and with white garments, they used to give it to the non-Jewish launderer 3 days before, to give them enough time to finish laundering them before Shabbos. V'shavin elu v'elu, and both these and those agree, meaning Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree in the following case, she'to'anim koris Beis Habad v'igule hagas, that one may load the beams of the olive press and the cylinders of the wine press. And what this is talking about is after the olives were crushed open and the oil was leaking out, so what they used to do was take the beam, the olive beam, and put it on top of the olives. And that would just cause the oil to come out quicker. And so too with the grapes, the cylinder, one of the round beams from the wine press, they would just put it on the crushed grapes to make it come out quicker. Now they both agreed that you could do this on Friday, not on Shabbos, on Friday. And the reason being that even Beis Shammai would agree to this, that you could do it, is because it's just speeding up the process. The oil or the grape juice would come out anyway if you just left it. And because it's just speeding up the process, even Beis Shammai agree that the beams could be placed on the olives or the cylinder onto the grapes.